want to offer on this All Souls Day and on this Mass of Remembrance just 3 points: a word on hope, a word on longing, and a word on closeness. Today is All Souls Day, in which it begins what we do this entire month of November, but in a particular way on this day, in which we remember the souls of all of those who have passed, and we pray for them. We pray for them, placing them into God's loving and merciful hands. And we do this remembering that we pray for them and remember that we too will pass and are dependent on the prayers and the love of others in this way. And the word I want to offer about hope, you guys have given to you a candle, and it's a light that is able to remain burning for a long while. The hope that we have is different from the hope that the world has. The hope that the Christian has is a hope that's from heaven, because it's a light from heaven. Our hope, where does it come from? From heaven. It comes from the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. That when he entered truly into our death, it was God the Father through the Holy Spirit that breathed life into him. And what happened in that moment was the burst of light from heaven. And that hope is what lives in your heart. And that's a small flame of heaven. I've shared before, and you maybe heard, that that light of heaven is one in which we're able to see more of it at times as we grow. When you're in the womb, a child in the womb is able to see light and darkness, right, as they get older. Like if the expectant mom, 9 months pregnant, is in a bright room, that child can see the light, and it can see the shadows that pass over it if I put a blanket or take it off, and it can hear muffled noises. When we're born into this world, you see much more light. You see the lights coming from here, you step out on a bright day, and you see things lit up. But the light of heaven is even greater than that transition of the shadows in the womb to the light that we see in this life. It's like if you were to try and tell that child in the womb what life would be like when they were born. Oh, you're going to see the most beautiful sunsets. You're going to see the beauty of the flowers on a spring day, all these things. They won't have a clue what you're talking about, because all they see is little shadows and stuff. They have no way of understanding it fully, but they do see light. In the same way, if someone were to come from heaven and try and explain to us what life is like there, it's similar in some faint, shadowy ways, but it's so much more. And so that hope that you guys have within your hearts, because when you are baptized, you are given the gift of hope, of eternal life in Jesus Christ, that's a hope in heaven through Jesus' resurrection. We don't think enough about heaven. We don't think enough about it, but it's where we were created for, and it's what our hearts long for. So hope, and then the second thing is longing. There's a thing that happens as a person goes through life. There's a longing that grows in that person's heart. A lot of people aren't able to put their finger on it, but there's a weariness that grows with life in this world. And it should, because we weren't created for this world. But most people, a lot of people anyway, they're not able to identify it, and so they filled it with other things. But what that longing for is, it's a longing for heaven. It's a longing for a life that is eternal. A life that isn't just a little bit of joy here and a little bit of joy and peace there, but a life that is complete joy and peace with God. That longing that you experience in your soul, it's a longing for heaven. And it's one in which, especially when you lose someone you love so dearly, who held such a piece of your heart, that piece of your heart is, it's in heaven we pray now. It's in eternal life we pray with God. When I was young, I lost my younger brother when I was 10. He was almost 5. It was very hard. But my mom, for whom it was particularly difficult, she shared a couple years after that that in the weeks afterward, there was a real grace that came, and it was one of my brothers had said to her, who he was still young at the time too, he said, "Mom, you know, I'm not afraid to die anymore because I know someone in heaven." And that creates, and it takes root in our heart. And that longing is a good thing because it helps you recognize we're not meant for this world. We're meant for life with God. And this world is one in which it just prepares us for that. It prepares us for it. And so longing, keep that longing for heaven in your hearts and keep pursuing God there. And lastly, closeness. Your loved one who has died, we pray for them at this Mass. And be they with God already, if they are with him, they pray for you. But in either way, you are closer to them in a very real way now than when they were with you here on earth. And I know you hear that and you think, that's ridiculous. I used to be able to hold their hand. I used to be able to hug them. I used to be able to talk with them. There's so much more to this world than what we see. There's so much more. And there's so much more that unites us to other people than the things that we're able to see and touch and feel. And that is God and the love of God. That you are very connected with the people who have passed. All of us long to love our loved ones even after we're not able to be with them here in this earth anymore. And that love, it does change, but it does not end. You're able to love your loved ones, and what that looks like is the real power of prayer and to be united with them in Jesus. Because that's what we'll be united. We pray with them in eternity with as well. In the presence and the power and the love of God. That we pray for them and be they with God. They pray for us. And are very united and close to you. Hope from heaven. Longing for heaven. And a closeness with them, because heaven is not some place way far away, galaxies. No. The spiritual world is very close to us, as your loved ones are. And as we pray for them, we're not sending prayers off far away. We're praying for them to a God who is closer to you than you are to yourself, and to your loved ones who we know through the power in the light of faith, they are very close to you. And we pray that soon all of us will be united in God, in our home in heaven for all of eternity.